From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Federal Reserve cut short-term interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point today in another effort to stimulate the sluggish economy. It's the seventh cut this year. In a statement released after the meeting, Fed officials said weakness in the economy still outweighs the risk of inflation, but they also said consumer spending remains solid. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Fed officials voted to lower the federal funds rate, which is the rate banks charge each other for overnight loans, to 3.5%, its lowest level in 7 years. They also cut the discount rate by a quarter point to 3%. That is the rate the Fed charges commercial banks for direct loans. In explaining the cuts, Fed officials released a statement that read very much like the one they released the last time they cut rates at the end of June. Mark Vittner is senior economist at First Union.
What they said is that business profits and capital spending continue to deteriorate, and that the global economy is also deteriorating, and those three factors are still weighing on U.S. growth.
But the statement also noted that household demand has been sustained. That suggests that consumer spending will continue to prop up the economy as it has for much of this year. Overall, Fed officials said the dangers of economic weakness are greater than the risks of inflation, and that suggests that Fed officials may be willing to cut rates at least one more time this year, perhaps at their October meeting. Jim Glassman is chief economist at J.P. Morgan.
The market reflects a view that the Fed is going to cut rates again in early October. The Fed statement is really saying we don't have a problem with that. We're basically endorsing the view that we may have to keep moving. Of course, depending on how the data unfolds.
This latest cut comes after a long period of economic slowdown following a big drop in business capital spending last year. Corporate profits have suffered and layoffs have been rising steadily. The Fed's response to the slowdown has been an unusually aggressive one. Most economists say it's too soon for the cuts to reverse the downturn, and indeed there's no definitive sign the economy has hit bottom yet. But some reasons for optimism have begun to surface lately. The bond market has been in something of a rally, which has meant lower mortgage rates and a more congenial credit market for companies. And the dollar has fallen somewhat against the yen and the euro. That benefits U.S. companies by making exports less expensive overseas. Moreover, a report said this week that the index of leading economic indicators had risen again for the fourth straight month. Again, Mark Vittner.
We are beginning to see some early signs that the economy is turning around, but these signs are very tentative. Jobless claims, for example, have declined in 5 of the last 6 weeks, but I'm afraid that they're probably going to turn up again. So we're going to be tested several times over the next couple of months.
Vittner says one big question right now is the impact on the economy of the $40 billion in tax rebates now being mailed out to consumers. That is a not inconsequential amount of money to flow into the consumer sector, and it could give a significant jolt to spending, and that could help keep the economy moving until this year's rate cuts begin to take full effect. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.